It is time to bring in our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, and we say good morning to him. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you. How is every little thing?
Every little thing is fine. It's funny. I found a site where I could get the euro on GPS. Yeah, and I was looking at it. They're similar, but the euro still is calling for what I could see. More snow or precipitation for us. I mean, still, everybody's calling for that rain. You know, and it's funny, we've got a big fundraising event coming up at the Rhee Institute tomorrow, and I know a lot of people are going to go to it, but they'd like to go to it in better weather. But no matter what, it's either going to be rainy turning to snow, or it looks like it's going to be a pretty terrible weather day.
Yeah, not good at all. Not good at all. But we've been saying this all week.
Yeah. I mean, this is no surprise. That's exactly right. This is no surprise.
No surprise at all. Right. So, let's start off with today, which is really not a bad day. I think, you know, if you need to get stuff, go out, enjoy it, because tomorrow's not going to be a great day. It's going to go to an estate sale tomorrow. And I realize now that it's also on today, so I'm going to go today instead of tomorrow. Yeah. And we are expecting 45 to 50 today, partly cloudy. Tonight, cloudy with rain toward morning. We're in the mid-30s. Now, wind and rain will change to snow Saturday by afternoon. We start in the low 40s in the morning, and then we fall into the 20s later in the day. We're expecting 1 to 3 inches, but 3 to 5 north and west. Okay, higher elevations. We've learned from last Wednesday. Then a scattered snow shower could fly by Sunday, partly cloudy and blustery, 35 to 40, and partly sunny, low 50s on Monday. So it really is a quick shot of cold air. It's just not going to be long-lasting at all. It's in Saturday, and it's out Monday.
Now, also the amount of snow that we're going to get, really, people will be able to tell when the changeover happens. If it happens early, obviously we'll get a little more snow, and if it happens later, we'll get a little less snow.
Right.
So people will be able to judge, really, what range that snowfall is going to be simply by when the turnover occurs. I mean, last storm, you hit the starting of the snow right on the nose. You said, you know, right around 9 o'clock.
Right.
So you know, whenever the rain changes to snow where you are, the earlier it is, the more snow you'll get. The later it is, the less snow you'll get.
Right. And right now I'm thinking that should all happen. That should all happen by lunchtime. So the changeover should happen by lunchtime, which is later than it was on Wednesday. So that's why I think this is going to be a real quick hitter. The storm that forms on the Arctic front, by tomorrow morning, it'll be off around the Virginia Capes. By tomorrow afternoon, by the time we change over to snow, that storm is already near Cape Cod. And then by tomorrow night, it's up near Nova Scotia. So if the storm were to slow down, that would change the whole ball of wax. Then we can get a lot more snow. But right now, the jet stream is really propelling that storm, so it is going to fly up along the coast, and that could be the saving grace.
And there's not really a high chance that it's going to slow down, right?
No way. No, I don't see any chance at all that it'll slow down. So isn't that a good thing?
Well, it's a good thing. I mean, it's March. March is March.
Right?
You said March was going to be the more wintry of the months.
And so far it has been, right?
Well, let's put it this way. Last storm we got around 5 inches, okay?
Right.
So let's say this storm, let's just take it, we get around 5 inches.
That's 10 inches.
That's 10 inches in 3 days. When this winter have we had 10 inches in 3 days?
Right.
We haven't.
Right.
I mean, we've had a lot of 3 to 5 inches snowfalls, and I think we had 1 7-inch snowfall, but we haven't had, you know, 10 inches of snow within a week, I think, all year long.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like I said, I think the most we received at one sitting was 7 inches. But anyways, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So that's really the name of the game here. And Anthony Martello's on tomorrow. So he'll have the pleasure of finessing this forecast. I'm sure he is going to be absolutely thrilled. You know, but I wrote to him a little bit earlier this week, and I said, you better gear up for Saturday. And he wrote back, he said, please don't tell me that. I said, yeah, you have to.
Well, the funny thing about it, the funny thing is about it is that all these storms with the rain, sleet, and ice and snow,
yeah,
all you guys and gals in this in the meteorology field have had to deal with computers that just have not been.
No, yeah. You're right.
Only out of all these storms, I think we've had one or two where computers have just nailed it solid. 24 hours ahead of time, you know. Other than that, they've been all over the place.
They really have been. And they are all over the place again this morning. They're certainly not in any way, shape, or form together. Just to give you an example, let me tell you about, let's take Poughkeepsie, okay? We'll take Poughkeepsie for output. The American GFS for Poughkeepsie is giving that area 3 inches.
Yep.
The Euro is giving it 4 inches. The Canadian model is giving it 0.8 inches. And the NAM, 9 inches. So if you look at this, it goes from less than an inch to 9 inches by the four models. Yeah, it can make your head twist. And you know, back in the old days, we didn't have all of this. You know that. We didn't have all these computer models. We had like, you know, and they weren't out that far either. They used to go out to like 48 hours and that's it. And you had like two models. And you looked at the two models and you made a forecast. Now you have so much that, you know, you're juggling all the time. And I'm just going by past experience, what happened on Wednesday. So that's how I based the forecast this morning. And, you know, there's a distinct reason why on our MP3s, as you know, that our listeners hear, that I don't put numbers because I know it will change.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the reasons. I mean, if this was going to be a colossal snowstorm, I would. And I would say a foot or more possible, you know. But it's just not—it's not carved in stone. So, that's the story there. And so that was up late last night. My sister called me from Long Island to tell me that my sister-in-law, which is her son's wife, had to be brought to urgent care. She was very, very sick. The stomach pain was so bad that she was crying. She was vomiting. Now, they have two little girls. My little Emmy is 2.5 years old, and little Cora is 7 months. And unfortunately, Cora knows nobody but the two parents. So anybody else who walks into the house, she screams and cries. So what are we going to do? So my brother-in-law rushed over there, and he took my nephew's wife to urgent care. While my nephew stayed with the kids, urgent care said he had to get her to the ER, so they brought her to the ER, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, no word. So finally, I fell asleep, and then this morning, my sister texted me, she has viral pneumonia.
Wow. Yep. Jeez. So, how old is she?
Oh, she's young. She's late 30s.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, what I'm concerned about now are the two little girls.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be all right. They'll be all right.
I think so. I'm hoping so, anyhow. I mean, viral pneumonia. I would have never thought that stomach pains could be a result of, could result in pneumonia. Have you?
You never can tell because, like, all my, you know, I don't know if you noticed, my voice is much stronger now.
Yeah.
My breathing problems are all fixed. I don't have a nasal drip anymore. But when I had all those other things where I coughed a lot and where I had trouble breathing, yeah, I had pains other places in my body. I have to tell you, for about 2.5 weeks, I was very, very concerned. But it all went by. So, you know, I felt lucky, you know what I mean, and the way it all worked out in the end. So, yeah, those things can happen. It's just the way it is. All right, Pat, I have to laugh before we let you go. We didn't mention that in our listening area, if you go across the state line into Massachusetts, there's a winter weather advisory. If you go across the state line into Columbia and Dutchess County in New York, there's there's a winter weather advisory, and then it turns into a winter storm watch, once you get to the mountains like Hunter and stuff like that. But so if you want to stay away from the winter weather advisory, just don't cross the state lines.
I know.
That's the funny thing about them issuing them, the way they issue them. I know why they have to do it.
Right, and it's a fine line. It really is a fine line. Yeah. And I guess, you know, listeners could get very confused by it. I really say that they should try to solidify the watches and warnings and, you know, make less of them, if you know what I mean.
Make less of them and make them more general, saying, including surrounding areas. That would get a lot less confusion from people. But anyway, so let's recap this pretty horrible forecast for Saturday.
Right. For Saturday, we have wind and rain changing to snow by afternoon. Low 40s falling into the 20s late, 1 to 3 inches possible, 3 to 5 north and west.
With that, Pat, I will wish you good hunting at the estate sale today.
No, thank you.
And a good weekend this weekend.
And the same to you. You be safe. Everybody be safe. And see you bright and early on Monday.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here at Robin Hood Radio with a look at the tri-state forecast and into, of course, Saturday's weather as well.